Hello, Daniel Mallory Ortberg of Dear Prudence here. We are now releasing the Dear Prudence podcast twice a week. We'll have our regular episodes that come out on Tuesdays, and now a mini episode that comes out every Friday. To hear this mini episode, you have to be a Slate Plus member. As a member, not only will you get to hear this mini episode each week, but you can also listen to any Slate podcast without ads. Plus, members also get an extra answer each column from me and my dear friend Nicole Cliff on the Slate website. So sign up now at Slate.com/prudypod. That's Slate.com/prudypod. Here's a preview of today's mini episode. I'm sorry that there have been a lot of women more interested in a sort of situation where they thought you were cheating on your fiance. That is too bad. Those don't sound like women who would materially improve your life if you spent a lot of time with them. But that doesn't mean, like, what do I do differently to make sure lots of women do want to sleep with me in my open relationship? Many won't. To listen to the rest of that conversation, join Slate Plus now at slate.com/prudypod.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, listener. Dahlia Lithwick here, host of Amicus, that's Slate's podcast on the courts and the law and democracy and the rule of law. This May, our team will be publishing a special project that we are calling How Originalism Ate the Law. This neutral and academic-sounding methodology of looking at the law is, in fact, anything but neutral. Originalism is to the conservative legal movement what peanut butter is to jelly. As we're going to show you over the course of this project, originalism has been both cover and calling for conservative justices and judges to radically overhaul the lives of millions of Americans. And while they claim to be the apolitical interpreters of the Constitution and its authors' intents, they have overturned Roe, radically expanded gun rights, and eviscerated voting rights. Across Slate.com and the Amicus podcast, we're going to be tackling questions like, where did originalism come from? Why has it taken over? Are progressive originalists really a thing? And am I allowed to have an opinion on originalism? Spoiler, the answer to that last question, you are. To celebrate the launch of this big project, we are running a special 2-week-long free trial of Slate Plus on Apple Podcasts. As a member, you'll get exclusive episodes from How Originalism Ate the Law, plus ad-free listening to all of your favorite Slate podcasts. Join now by clicking Try Free at the top of the Amicus show page or visit slate.com/amicusplus to get access wherever you listen.